Dave Moore on Today FM.
I'm great, Dave. Whenever I think of Ireland, well, I love Ireland. I'm going to head back there in about 3 weeks. I'm going to do some hiking around Kenmare, which I've been to like every year for the last 3 years. Well, I love that town.
That was like my first question to you was before we get to Nobody Two, which I loved. We'll get to that. But because I remember you said you wanted to spend time hiking in Ireland. And obviously you followed through on this.
This will be my third year of heading back. And this time my wife is going with me. Last year she didn't.
Right.
My wife has this thing about don't go to the same place you've been. I'm like, really? I've been on like 8 hikes there's 30, 50 hikes
easy
in that part of the country.
Yeah.
So what do you mean I can't go back? Plus Kenmare is a great town. You know, it's just really great restaurants.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. And have you a favorite kind of moment or memory from one of those trips over here?
Oh, well, I love Sleeve League. I also hiked that last time I was there, and I should find her name. A woman really helped me out, an Irish woman who could tell I had not brought enough water, and
right.
I was dehydrated, and I went to climb Sleeve League twice in a row.
Wow.
And she saw me going back up, and I went up. I didn't have any water. I probably hadn't drank water for 2 hours at that point, and so I go up a second time, and I'm on my way back down, and she comes walking up to me, and she goes, are you okay? And I go, yeah, I'm fine. She goes, yeah, you don't look great. I brought some water for you.
Wow.
And I needed it. I really needed it.
So we looked after you.
Saved me.
I'm glad to hear it. Yeah. Well, listen, let's talk Nobody Too. I could talk about hiking in Ireland all the time, but we should talk Nobody Too. What a fantastic movie. Like, Hutch is back, and my only complaint is that we had to wait so long for Hutch to come back.
Yeah, that's nice. But you know what worked out? The movie is set 4 years after the first film,
yep.
And the kids were 4 years older, and we got the same kids.
Yes.
I mean, it was unbelievable. And my dream was that the girl be just at that age, where she's still a little kid, but not really.
Yep.
She's like 2 weeks away from being a young woman, and... She was Paisley Cataraft is the actress who plays Sammy. Perfect.
And I wonder, for you, where was action franchise movie star in your vision board for Bob's career? I mean,
it was not on the vision board.
It couldn't have been.
It had fallen. It was not. It was a pure brain fart lark that never... I imagined I would call my manager on the day that I did and have him laugh, get a laugh out of it and go, that's never going to happen. And you know it. And then hang up. And then I would go, he's right.
Yeah.
I was doing Better Call Saul. I got this freeze frame of Better Call Saul ad. It was like my third season. And in China, there was an ad for the show, and I thought, wow, they're watching me in China. What movie could I make that would play around the world?
Yeah.
Well, action plays around the world, and I'm willing to train. I'm in good shape. And from there, it all went.
It all went. And didn't you train for 2 years to make the first one? I mean, you were serious about this.
I did, and I'll tell you the truth. Movies take a long time to make happen. They cost a lot of money to make, and people have to consider every aspect before they choose to make it. And... So the whole time I'm training, I'm thinking any day now they're going to call and say, okay, that's enough training. We're not making this movie.
Okay.
And what would I care?
Yeah.
I got free training with like the best stunt actor in the world, Daniel Bernhardt. What? Free. It's costing me nothing and I'm learning about exercise. So just do it.
Dude,
you know?
Fantastic. Well, look, thankfully they didn't make that phone call. They made the phone call to say, let's make Nobody and make Nobody
Too. Yeah,
that's
right.
And
that's
I couldn't
right.
be happier. By the way, look, I have to say, I'm such a huge Mr. Show fan. Like, I had everything on DVD, one of the best series ever made. So thank you for that, man.
You are welcome. Thanks for liking it. I'm glad you saw it. It's great.
Now, listen, Hutch is a dad. I'm a dad. You're a dad. Dads love jokes. So I don't know if you're okay with this, but I do a thing on my radio show twice a week called Dave's Bad Jokes. Can I deliver my bad jokes to you and get... Bob's reaction as one of the best comedians ever to
sure,
my terrible
I'm going to tell
jokes.
You one of my dad jokes.
Fantastic. Even jokes. Better. Right. Well, welcome.
Here we go. Ready?
Go. Hit me.
How many strings are there on a banjo?
Four?
Five too many.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you one that is about Nobody slightly. It's this. I paused your film, Nobody 2, last night so I could make a cup of tea. And now I've been fired from the cinema. Another one that starts with the word nobody, not related to it. But nobody believed me when I told them I'm a singer in a Black Eyed Peas tribute band. Well, I am.
Oh, now that is a dad joke, man. That is as dad as they come.
Yes, it is. Okay, a couple more. My singing coach is so selfish. It's all me, 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 me.
Oh, boy, there you go. Hey, man.
Incontinence hotline, please hold.
You are the master.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Okay, one more.
I love it. Yeah.
Bit of a problem. I just discovered that bottomless brunch refers to unlimited food and drink and not the dress code.
All right.
Bob, you're a kind man. Go. I appreciate you chuckling at my terrible jokes. Congratulations on Nobody 2. I love this and I cannot wait for Nobody 3. And please don't wait 4 years right. to make it.
All right. We'll try not to. Thank you. I can't wait to be there hiking around the country.
Yeah, we'll see you in a couple of weeks in Kenmare.
See you in about 3 weeks.
Dave Moore on Today FM.